The United States is represented at the UN Conference Against Racism that opened today in South Africa. President Bush sent a mid-level delegation after Secretary of State Powell decided not to attend. Powell cited U.S. concerns over conference language, accusing Israel of racist practices against Palestinians. Earlier this week, commentator Joe Davidson criticized Powell's decision, saying the administration missed a chance to demonstrate concern for fairness and equality. Commentator David Harris with the American Jewish Committee disagrees.
It seemed like a good idea when it was proposed 4 years ago, a UN conference against racism. But like many good ideas, this one went awry. Despite an understanding that the conference would not focus on any single country, many Arab and Islamic nations couldn't resist turning this international gathering into a forum for bashing Israel, denigrating the Holocaust, and distorting the meaning of anti-Semitism. I've just returned from a year in Geneva, where I observed the UN up close, particularly its Commission on Human Rights. I witnessed too many countries reflexively going along with such cynical Arab campaigns for short-sighted political or commercial reasons. In doing so, they've allowed truth to be turned on its head. But there are a few countries, guided by principle, that refuse to go along with this charade. No nation stands taller in this regard than the United States. Having been asked to serve on the official American delegation, I know just how eager the U.S. was to participate in the Durban Conference. As a nation, we do have something to say about our own national experience, and much to learn from the experience of others. And I also know how much Secretary of State Powell personally wanted to be there. But President Bush made his administration's position clear in his forceful remarks last week. Responding to the question to go or not to go to Durban, the President said that the United States would not participate if Israel, our democratic ally and friend, is singled out for scrutiny. Some unfairly accuse the administration of turning its back on the world. The truth is, our government tried valiantly to put this conference back on its tracks to deal with contemporary racism worldwide. Months of intense negotiations, however, produced little progress. This is all sadly reminiscent of two earlier UN conferences on racism, in 1978 and 1983, which were similarly diverted by the anti-Israel crowd. In both cases, under Presidents Carter and Reagan, the U.S. did not participate, asserting that the American presence could only lend legitimacy to what had become illegitimate exercises. It's still possible that wise heads will prevail and recognize that this World Conference Against Racism ironically threatens to be remembered as the world conference that promoted bigotry. But don't bet on it. Representatives of the Egypt-based Arab Lawyers Union have already poisoned the atmosphere by distributing vile anti-Semitic material to arriving delegates in Durban. Secretary Powell is right to take the high moral ground and sit this one out. As President George Washington wrote in 1790, "To bigotry, no sanction." Those words, which give expression to our nation's highest ideals, ring as true today as they did two centuries ago.
The comments of David Harris, Executive Director of the American Jewish Committee.